We would like to take this opportunity to welcome Pradeep Hacker. Pradeep is a graduate of St. Vladimir's Orthodox Theological Seminary and is also a member of St. Gregorius Orthodox Mission Church of Spokane, Washington. Pradeep has previously spoken on Slutho, but we welcome him back. And at this time, I invite Pradeep to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Baruch Mor, grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. We are continuing our discussions about renewal as we are in the days after and the weeks after Pentecost. Last week, the Jewettan talked about trusting God in times of uncertainty and following his will in our lives, even when that wasn't so clear and when we try to take things on ourselves. I want to kind of build off of that discussion and talk about drawing near to God in times of doubt. I'm going to read from the Epistle of St. James, chapter 4, verse 8. The Epistle of St. James, chapter 4, verse 8, which says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." All of us in our spiritual journey will experience doubt and discouragement. It's something that will happen, and we have to expect that it's going to happen over and over again in our spiritual life, no matter whom we may be, where we may be. And we have to remember that's okay. Experiencing doubt and discouragement is okay. Our path to Christ must involve searching and questioning. And why is that? Because we have to grow into becoming the person God intends us to become. Only then can we be with him at the end of our life. He wants us to choose him freely. God will never force us to choose him. He never forces his love upon us. So that's not the perfect love which God is. And for that reason, this beautiful gift from God, this ultimate freedom to choose him, has to include the freedom to reject him as well. Otherwise, it wouldn't be freedom. God gives us this freedom to believe in him, and to say it another way, the freedom to believe in him has to include the freedom to doubt. He gives us this choice and this option, otherwise we wouldn't truly be free, and God, because he is perfect in his love for us, gives us this ultimate choice. So remember, it's okay to doubt and to question in your spiritual life. It's part of our struggle to draw near to him. This is something that takes place even in the lives of the great saints of the church. However, in doubt and discouragement, the thing you cannot do is to stop seeking him. That is when doubt can cripple us. So instead, when you feel times of doubt in your spiritual life, you doubt the teachings of the church, or you doubt whether God hears you or whether he exists, who he is, etc., etc., instead of letting that cripple you, instead let doubt intensify your search for him. Let it intensify your prayer. I got some advice several years ago now from a friend of mine. It was very, very beautiful. And he said, you have to be aggressive in your search. You have to be aggressive in your prayer life. You really have to be aggressive in your relationship with God. You have to say to him, Lord, I cannot see you, but I need you in my life. I want you in my life. I need you in my life, Lord. Good words to pray when you are asking for this, and when you are using your doubt to intensify your search for him and your desire to be with him. Just use the words of Psalm 25, Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5, which says, make known to me your ways, Lord. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior. For you I wait all the day long. So in times of doubt, we have to remember our patience, and we have to be aggressive. So instead of praying less frequently, reading Scripture less frequently when we're doubting or when we're feeling discouraged in our prayer life and our spiritual life, instead, do the reverse. Be more prayerful. Be more sincere, more earnest, and more aggressive in your prayer. And read Scripture more, because if you can't surround yourself with his word, you're missing a lot of what God is trying to tell you. Remember, his word, 99% of what he wants to tell us, he's already said. So draw near to God in every way you can, especially in times of doubt. Seek him out, and as Scripture tells us in the book of St. James and elsewhere, remember, it doesn't only say draw near to God and he will draw near to you in St. James. It says also in the Old Testament throughout, return to me and I will return to you, as in Leviticus. When you draw near to God in every way you can and seek him out, he will draw near to you. God in his infinite love and his infinite mercy, when we just take one step toward him, he'll take two, three, four, five, etc. steps toward us, such as God's love for us. But we first have to take that step. And in doubt, you have to remember to keep knocking. For Christ tells us, he who knocks, the door will be open to him. But first we have to knock. And sometimes we forget how important it is to just make that effort. And so it's up to us to simply ask him, especially in times of doubt. Ask him. Say, I can't see you. Please reveal your will to me. Reveal yourself to me. Help me grow. Make me to know your ways, Lord. Make me to know your path. And we have to continue to do this throughout our lives. When you doubt, intensify your prayers and your reading of Scripture even more. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Baruch Mor unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessing for his living words to us, unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.